This is the North American broadcast of Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, and its Magazine of the Air. And this is Olga Mala, opening this week's magazine to you.
The unmistakable voice of the late Olga Santova. For many people, for many years, she was the voice of Radio Prague. By the way, Olga Mala was her radio pseudonym. International broadcasters adopting pseudonyms wasn't uncommon under communism. The recording you've just heard was from a specially prepared collage, played recently at the launch of a new book in tribute to Olga. It's in Slovak, Czech and English, and has the Slovak title Nežila som nadarmo, which translates as I didn't live in vain. Radio Prague's former editor-in-chief, David Vaughan, was a good friend of Olga Santova's. At its launch, David explained the thinking behind the new publication.
The book was put together by Olga's husband, Juraj, who they had 30 years of really very devoted marriage, and it was his way of honouring Olga and her past and the things that she'd achieved in her life. Partly, I think, he felt that there had been a lot of injustice in Olga's life because, for example, her father had died after being put in prison in the 1950s by the Stalinist regime of the time. He was a politician, a social democrat politician. And then Olga was thrown out of the radio after the Warsaw Pact invasion in 1968, and for 20 years nearly she couldn't work in radio, which must have been agony for Olga because she was such a natural radio person. And so there was a lot of pain in Olga's life, and there was a lot of injustice, and I think that Juraj wanted to put together something that would really remind people who knew her and even people who didn't know her, of what she'd achieved in her life. So there's a combination of interviews with her, for example. There are people talking about her, memories of her. There are various biographical episodes written by Juraj about her life, because it was a very interesting life. She also lived in Africa for several years, for example.
Olga's life began in Bratislava in 1932. At the age of six, her family had to flee Tiso's Slovakia, escaping to Norway. When that country was occupied by the Nazis, Olga's family fled to Sweden, from where they managed to get to America. It was there she got her first taste of journalism, writing for Hlas Mladieže, the Voice of Youth. It was the magazine of the Slovak National School of New York. Journalism was in her blood. Her father, Denizer Benau, was editor of the New Yorkski Denník newspaper. In 2001, when she retired as a full-timer at Radio Prague, Olga Santova recalled her beginnings in broadcast journalism.
Radio, actually, that came as a coincidence, because when we did come back in 1946, my father was again very active on the political scene and got himself arrested in 1951. So after that, there was no chance of me studying at university. My studies had to be interrupted, and no idea of my getting into any media, newspaper or radio. I was working in something called a Pioneer House. It was a kind of after-school center for children. And Jan Dvořák from the American section came there to do an interview. And he discovered that there was somebody there who spoke very good English. So he introduced me to the staff, and it took a terrible long time before I could start working in radio because of my father's political problems.
Olga's career at the radio was interrupted when she spent 4 years in Africa in the 1950s. Her first husband, journalist Miroslav Purchal, was CTK correspondent for Ghana and the whole of English-speaking West Africa. Their marriage finished at the end of the 1960s. The new book, Nežila som nadarmo, has been put together with great love and care by Olga's second husband, Juraj Santo. Mr. Santo is himself Slovak and also a journalist.
It was hard to write the book because I had to deal with the fate of Olga's father. His fate completely shaped the development of Olga's own life and her personality. It was also difficult because I loved Olga very much, and I had to write the book in such a way as not to offend those involved either in the first half of her life or the second. I tried to write it for both relatives and close friends near to Olga, and total strangers.
One episode recounted in Mr. Santo's book is the 1968 crushing of the Prague Spring Movement. Olga was soon afterwards thrown out of the radio, but nevertheless she had some fond memories of that momentous time.
Not of the occupation, but the broadcasting that followed. A group of us managed, thanks to the technicians who helped us, and wouldn't have been possible without them, managed to concentrate in one of the radio buildings outside this main building, and for practically 2 weeks we did broadcast from there the true story of what was going on. So that, I think, was probably the most glorious part of Radio Prague, of my career on it, certainly.
There was a large turnout of former colleagues and old friends for the launch of the new book last week. Among those in attendance was Dora Slaba. She herself worked for Radio Prague's British English service for many years.
We were great friends because we had similar experiences during the war, different backgrounds, but nevertheless, somehow we were on the same wavelength. She also did these light programs. She had a great sense of humor. She was a very good friend, a great person in supporting me when I was in trouble, and vice versa. When she had a problem, I could help her.
I must say, I myself, sometimes when I think about radio work and about communication and the best way to get ideas across to the listener, I think of Olga sometimes. What do you think it was about Olga that made her such a great broadcaster?
I think it was dedication, that she was so interested in what people were doing and so interested in how to pass on that message to as many people as possible.
I guess she wasn't afraid of being a bit cheeky sometimes and asking a difficult question.
Not at all, no. That she lived for that, I think. She really enjoyed doing that, and maybe even embarrassing people, especially the politicians.
David Vaughan began working with Olga Santova after her return to Radio Prague in 1990.
I worked with Olga for 12 years. We were colleagues in the English section, and it was really good fun. In the early days when I first started, and then Olga came back, and it was fun because she was so full of energy, and she was also a bridge to the past. Not only did she seem every bit as young as all the young people who were there in their 20s, but she also in some way reminded us of the best of the tradition of Radio Prague before the Soviet invasion. And I just remember how much fun it was. For example, when I got married to my wife Katrin, Olga turned up, well, Olga was invited, of course, to the wedding, and she turned up with her microphone, and she recorded the wedding, and the next week she'd had a program, including extracts from our wedding, about the Anglican community in Prague, and that was typical Olga. She was always able to make a story and to make an entertaining and good story out of something.
The last, I guess, year or more, I suppose, that Olga was working here at Radio Prague, she was quite ill. But she seemed determined to keep working.
Olga had been suffering from cancer for several years, and it had come and gone. And it was, in fact, the reason why she didn't become just after the fall of communism, she didn't become the Czechoslovak radio correspondent in the United States. It was a great irony that just after the fall of communism, here was this wonderful opportunity, and she got cancer just at that time. She recovered. And eventually the cancer did come back, and she had chemotherapy on several occasions after that. And she was one of those people that the cancer was there, it was an irritation, and she would not let it defeat her. And she'd say, right, I'm not feeling well this week, I can't do it this week, I can't come into work, I'll come in next week and I'll do more. And she'd come in and she'd carry on doing her work. And it kept her going, and it was very much... at the time, my own mother was ill with cancer as well, and they became quite good friends because they got to know each other at my wedding. And it was very interesting because my mother had a similar approach to her cancer, that it was something that was an irritation, it got in the way, and sometimes you couldn't do things, but you carry on with your life as you can.
And when she stopped working here full-time, she kept going part-time as if just to keep her, not to keep her oar in, but because she liked it.
I think the very last program she made for Radio Prague was about 3 weeks before she died, and that was when she already knew that she didn't have much time. But she just took it for granted. She was a professional.
Olga Santova passed away in August 2003. But she will live on in the memory of many, family, friends, colleagues and listeners, for a very long time.